You're listening to WCOL 69.0 Cub Radio FM. And coming up next is a very special COL Christmas show with music from the wacky to the lovely. COL 292, COL Christmas 2014 starts now. Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 292 on WCOL 69.0 Cub Radio FM. I'm Jeff, your Cubby DJ for the evening. Christmas is upon us and music is all around us, but what you're going to hear tonight is all Bear all the time. In between songs, my lovely co-host and I have recorded some segments about origins of Santa Claus, the Christmas tree, and the Yule log. Before I get into my segment, Tony Banks would like to tell us to have a very Merry Christmas.
I don't usually sing, but I said, what the hell, it's Christmas time.
Have yourself a very Merry Christmas. Let your hole be tight.
Nice and tight. You know what I mean?
From now on, all dildos will be out of sight.
Yeah, let someone else take care of that for you. It's Christmas.
Have yourself a very Merry Christmas. Make the night be gay.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Cause now on, good sex is just an app away.
Scruff, Growler, Grinder, Tender.
You recall in the olden days, glory holding days, and stalls.
I know you remember that.
Dirty sex in the back of clubs.
Oh yeah.
With a barrel cup named Paul
and Mike, Larry, Eric, John, and Jim.
Through group sex, we all will come together.
Yeah.
In Bukkake style.
The more the merrier.
Their trip, big smoke, but with a big ass smile.
You know you liked it.
And have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Dirty sex in the back of clubs.
Oh man.
With a pair or cup.
Or two or three or four.
Named Paul.
Those are the good old days.
Through group sex, we all will come together.
The little private parties.
In Bukkake style. Christmas. Have yourself
It's alright to say you are sorry. It's alright. Yeah, it's alright. Because you didn't know that I wanted a pony. So you got me a pair of tube socks. A pair of fucking tube socks. Stockings strewn across the floor, discarded wrapping paper bows. But all we need is right here. Well, Macklemore, he got it right. Just drop the lead.
That was Tom Goss with Dear Santa, I'ma Make You Dance, right here on WCOL 69.0 Cub Radio FM. Before we get to some more music, I'd like to talk a little about Santa Claus. Santa Claus, also known as Saint Nicholas, Father Christmas, Kris Kringle, and simply Santa, is a mythical figure with legendary historical and folkloric origins who in many Western cultures is said to bring gifts to the homes of the good children on December 24th, the night before Christmas. However, in some European countries, children receive their presents on Saint Nicholas Day on December 6th. The modern figure of Santa Claus is derived from the Dutch figure of Sinterklaas, whose name is a dialectal pronunciation of Saint Nicholas, the historical Greek bishop and gift-giver of Myra. During the Christianization of Germanic Europe, this figure may have absorbed elements from the god Odin, who is associated with the Germanic pagan midwinter event of Yule and led the Wild Hunt, a ghostly procession through the sky. Santa Claus is generally depicted with a portly, joyous, white, bearded man, sometimes with spectacles, wearing a red suit with white collar and cuffs, white cuffed red trousers, black leather belt and boots. Sorry. And who carries a bag full of gifts for children. Images of him rarely have a beard with no mustache. This image became popular in the United States and Canada in the 19th century due to the significant influence of the 1823 poem A Visit from St. Nicholas and of characterist and political cartoonist Thomas Nast. This image has been maintained and reinforced through song, radio, television, children's books, and films. Since the 20th century, an idea popularized by the 1934 song Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Santa Claus has been believed to have made a list of children throughout the world, characterizing them according to their behavior, naughty or nice, and to deliver presents, including toys and candy, to all of the well-behaved children in the world, and sometimes coal to the naughty children. On the single night of Christmas Eve, he's accomplished this feat with the aid of elves who make the toys in the workshop and the flying reindeer who pulled his sleigh. He is commonly portrayed as living at the North Pole and saying, ho, 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 often. Now back to some more music. Let's talk a little about Christmas at Home, starting with Matthew Temple and Christmas in Killarney.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. Our hearts are light, our spirits bright, we'll celebrate our joy tonight. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. We'll decorate the Christmas tree while all the family's here. Around a roaring fire, we'll raise a cup of cheer. There's gifts to bring and songs to sing and laughs to make the rafters ring. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. We'll take the horse and sleigh and all across a field of snow, listening to the jingle bells everywhere we go. How grand it feels to click your heels, to dance away to the jigs and reels. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
It's Christmas.
Tyler, David, Dino, it's Christmas.
Memories of walking home from a Christmas party in the falling snow. Exchanging gifts, exchanging smiles, hanging pine cones in the hall. Merry Christmas meant lots of whispering, special feelings to bridge the difference. All the years we came together for Christmas at home. Memories of old Jack Frost, frozen pictures upon the glass, changing right before your eyes, from the warm breath from a happy child. Merry Christmas, man, lots of whispering, special feelings to bridge the difference. All the years we came together for Christmas at home, and the radio playing in the distance, oh night, oh holy night. Memories of walking home from the Christmas party in the falling snow, exchanging gifts, exchanging smiles, hanging pine cones in the hall. Merry Christmas meant lots of whispering, special feelings to bridge the difference. All the years we came together for Christmas at home, and the radio played in the distance, oh night, oh holy night. And the radio played in the distance, oh, holy night.
A Christmas tree is a decorated tree, usually an evergreen conifer such as spruce, pine, or fir, associated with the celebration of Christmas. The Christmas tree has also been known as the Yule tree, especially in discussions of its folkloric origins. The custom of the Christmas tree developed in early modern Germany with predecessors that can be traced to the 16th and possibly 15th century, in which devout Christians brought decorated trees into their homes. While it is clear that the modern Christmas tree originated during the Renaissance of early modern Germany, there are a number of speculative theories as to its ultimate origin. Its 16th century origins are sometimes associated with the Protestant Christian reformer Martin Luther, who is said to have first added lighted candles to an evergreen tree. The Christmas tree is frequently traced to the symbolism of trees in pre-Christian winter rites, in particular through the story of Donar's Oak and the popularized story of Saint Boniface and the conversion of the German pagans, in which Saint Boniface cuts down an oak tree that the German pagans worshipped and replaces it with an evergreen tree, telling them about how its triangular shape reminds humanity of the Trinity and how it points to heaven. According to the Encyclopedia Britannica, the use of evergreen trees, wreaths, and garlands to symbolize eternal life was a custom of the ancient Egyptians, Chinese, and Hebrews. Tree worship was common among the pagan Europeans and survived their conversion to Christianity in the Scandinavian customs of decorating the house and barn with evergreens at the New Year to scare away the devil and of setting up a tree for the birds during Christmas time. Alternatively, it is identified with the Tree of Paradise of medieval mystery plays that were given on the 24th of December, the commemoration and name day of Adam and Eve in various countries. In such plays, a tree decorated with apples to represent the forbidden fruit and wafers to represent the Eucharist and redemption was used as a setting for the play. Like the Christmas crib, the paradise tree was later placed in homes. The apples were replaced by round objects such as shiny red balls. The Christmas tree acquired popularity beyond Germany during the second half of the 19th century, at first among the upper classes. It was traditionally decorated with edibles such as apples, nuts, or other foods. In the 18th century, it began to be eliminated by candles, which were ultimately replaced by Christmas lights after the advent of electrification. Christmas ornaments are decorations, usually made of glass, metal, wood, or ceramics, that are used to decorate a Christmas tree. The first decorated trees were adorned with apples, white candy canes, and pastries in the shapes of stars, hearts, and flowers. Glass baubles, first made in Germany, were garlands of glass beads and tin figures that could be hung on the trees. The popularity of these decorations grew into the production of glass figures made by highly skilled artisans with clay molds. These delicate mold-blown and painted colored glass Christmas ornaments were a specialty of the glass factories in the late 19th century and have since become a large industry, complete with famous name designers. The first ornaments were hand-painted and topped with a cap and hook. Tinsel and several types of garland or ribbon are commonly used to decorate a Christmas tree as well. Silvered saran-based tinsel was introduced later. Individual decorations typically include a mix of family traditions and personal tastes. Even a small unattractive ornament, if passed down from a family member, may come to carry considerable emotional value and be given a place of pride on the tree. Conversely, trees decorated by professional designers for department stores and other institutions will usually have a theme, a set of prominent colors, multiple instances of each type of ornament, and large decorations. Many people also decorate outdoor trees with food that birds and other wildlife will enjoy, such as garlands made of unsalted popcorn or cranberries, orange halves, and seed-covered suet cakes. In addition to ornaments, a nativity scene, model train, or Christmas village may be placed directly below the tree. Typically, an angel or star may be placed at the top of the tree to represent the angel Gabriel or the Star of Bethlehem from the Nativity. As presents and gifts arrive, they are usually placed underneath the Christmas tree until given to loved ones and opened with great anticipation.
Thanks, Gary. That reminded me of the inflatable Christmas tree they tried to put up in France that looked like a butt plug. In any case, before him, we were listening to Drake Jensen with Christmas at Home. Next up, we have Freddie Freeman with Berry Merry Christmas, here on WCOL 69.0 Cub Radio.
The holidays are almost here. Peace to all men on earth. But this is a special Christmas wish for the ones with beards and extra girls. Let's have a very merry Christmas. Lots of cubs and chubs around. When you hear a daddy woofing, it's a lovely festive sound. Lots of love and a big buffet.
Have a very merry Christmas. All the furry men come with me. We'll have a cuddle party underneath the Christmas tree. Come on ye bears and chasers, daddy's otters, chubs and cubs. Have a very merry Christmas, filled with love and belly rubs.
And if say Yuletide extra gay. Have a merry, merry Christmas. Lots of love and a big buffet. Lots of love and a big buffet. Lots of love and a big buffet.
Kitchen lights, family fire. And when it's time, we will. laughter stops. I'll never outgrow the kitty table in my heart, because it is Christmas, Chicago time. The Italian in my bones has got me brimming with the more, cause it's Christmas, Chicago time. And though the winter wind she bites, it's on the inside, summer shines. And so we peel it back in our deepest past. We all shared them, so we got the last laugh. And all the superstitions, we pass the Christmas holes. And when it's time to eat, we laugh and toss away our ghosts. Cause it's Christmas, Chicago time. The Italian in my bones has got me brimming with the more, cause it's Christmas, Chicago time. And though the winter wind she bites, it's on the inside, summer shines. And oh, will the bears know they haven't lost yet? So there's still room to cheer. And the cob's well enough time, the pain has passed. Wait till next year, it's gonna be a good one. Christmas, Chicago time. The Italian in my bones has got me brimming with the more, cause it's Christmas, Chicago time. And though the winter wind she bites, it's on the inside.
A Yule log is a large wooden log which is burned in a hearth as a part of traditional Yule or modern Christmas celebrations in several European cultures. It may also be associated with the Winter Solstice Festival or the 12 Days of Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or Twelfth Night. The expression Yule log has also come to refer to log-shaped Christmas trees, also known as chocolate logs or Boots de Noël. The term Yule log is one of a number of terms used to refer to the custom. In the northeast of England, it is commonly called the Yule Clog, and in the country's Midlands and West Country, the term Yule Block was also used. In the county of Lincolnshire, the term Yule Block was found, and in Cornwall, the term Stock in the Mock was as well. Yule Log was originally an entire Christmas tree that was carefully chosen and brought into the house with great ceremony, with the purpose being to provide maximum warmth and endurance. In some European traditions, the largest end of the log would be placed into the fire hearth while the rest of the tree stuck out into the room. While references are anecdotal, it seems to be a tradition that morphed into early European Christian tradition of the 12 Days of Christmas. Within 20th century Europe and North America, it is predominantly a reference to the burning of the largest log possible at or around Christmas. The Yule log has been said to have its origins in historical Germanic paganism, which was practiced across Northern Europe prior to Christianization. One of the first people to suggest this was the English historian Henry Bourne, who, writing in the 1720s, described the practice occurring in the Tyne Valley. Bourne theorized that the practice derives from customs in 6th to 7th century Anglo-Saxon paganism. Robert Chalmers, in his 1864 work, Book of Days, notes that, quote, Two popular observances belonging to Christmas are more especially derived from the worship of our pagan ancestors, the hanging of the mistletoe and the burning of the Yule log, end quote. James George Frazer, in his work on anthropology, The Golden Bough, holds that, quote, the ancient fire festival of the winter solstice appears to survive in the Yule log custom, end quote. Frazer records traditions from Europe, France, among the South Slavs, in Central Germany, and Western Switzerland. However, some historians have disagreed with this claim. For instance, the Swedish folklorist Carl Wilhelm von Sydow attacked Frazer's theories, claiming that the Yule log had never had any religious significance. It was instead simply a festive decoration with practical uses. And that, my friends, is the Yule log.
Thanks, Damon. Before him was Tom Goss again with Christmas Chicago Time. We're nearing the end of the show, so let's cool it down with Martin Swinger and the Christmas Blues.
My baby left me this morning without even saying why. Here's what he wrote in his little note. Sorry about Christmas, goodbye. He could have waited till New Year's. I could have stood that all right. Why did he leave on Christmas Eve? What will I do with this Christmas night? Let carols ring, I'm gonna sing Christmas blues all night. We always celebrated Christmas, a season that filled me with cheer. You know I was trying muscle. You know I used to hum silver bells. Now when I do, I'm reminded of you. It's not Merry Christmas, it's become Christmas hell. Christmas blues, here's to you. Ain't the fire. Let carols ring, I'm gonna sing Christmas blues all night. Under the tree, unwrap them one by one. What else can I do? They're all addressed to you. My heart in a ribbon has all come undone. So let the night go on without me. No, I don't want to hear. Tree, what use can it be? Santa's not showing, a cold wind is blowing. Christmas blues, here's to you. Ain't the fire burning bright? Let carols ring. Christmas.
do you feel so out of place? So out of touch with the human race. You don't seem to understand why your brother won't lend a helping hand. Why do people tear apart your tender heart? Why does the nighttime seem so dark when the light shines inside your heart? We are angels, we are angels, and we're struggling to be human. You tell me all the things you feel. You push away, then you pull me near. You tell me of your fantasies. I love the way you speak honestly. Why is it so hard to love the one you've been dreaming of? Don't you see yourself in me? Don't you see what we can be? We are angels, we are angels, to be human. We are angels, we are angels, and we're struggling to be human.
Was Roger Yolanda Mapes with We Are Angels here on WCOL 69.0 Cub Radio. We hope you enjoyed this year's Christmas special. Please check us out at CubsOutLoud.com and maybe even take a peek back at last year's show. To wrap up the show, here's Drake Jensen again with Live Every Day Like It Was Christmas Day. Have a very Merry Christmas, everyone.
Silver bells ringing, shining bright, choir is singing, oh holy night. A cold wind is blowing, there's frost in the air, fire is glowing, There's hope everywhere, away in a manger, brings back memories. And hate was a stranger, all we wanted was peace. Now we try to remember what the angels did say, but only December, and just for a day. Peace on earth, goodwill to man, that's what the shepherds heard. When the angels from above came down to give the word. On this day a child was born to help show us the way. We should try and live every day like it was Christmas Day. Everybody is equal in the good Lord's eyes. Try not to condemn, judge or criticize. Sounds like nothing to him, I can hear you all say, but how many do it except for Christmas Day? Peace on earth, goodwill to men, that's what the shepherds heard. When the angels from above came down to give the word. On this day a child was born to help show us the way. We should try and live every day like it was Christmas Day. Peace on earth, goodwill to man, that's what the shepherds heard. When the angels from above came down to give the word. On this day a child was born to help show us the way. We should try and live every day like it was Christmas Day. We should try and love every day like it was Christmas Day.